Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy is in Aurora. He's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Guy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We are doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. Browns going to win Sunday?
Okay. Yes. All right.
There you go.
Perfect answer.
I'm a diehard Browns fan, but I'm straight struggling, man, after that victory Flacco had last night.
I can't even believe how good he looked. Last night we were talking. Stevie had that on Stevie on the socials about an hour ago, talking about that. So yeah, we'll see what happens moving forward. But let's concentrate on a round of Trump Tui. You know how to start the game? Just ask Jen to leave the room.
You got it. Hey Jen, would you please leave the room? Thank you.
That is the best ask to leave the room I have ever heard. Yes, I will. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Jen.
Now you can't beat him because he's saying.
Except I don't want to hear Tim say back-to-back again.
That's true. Well, we're going to see what happens. That was fantastic. All right, Guy, we're going to ask you 5 questions. You know how the game works. Jen's in the hallway. You answer them to the best of your ability. A timer is involved. Producer Stevie, as she always does, keeping track of that score. When you were done, we'll play a quick song. We'll bring Jen back in. She has to answer the same 5 questions. If you win, you have Trump Tui today. Question number 1. So the Cavs. Yeah, let's talk about the Cavs. Let's go that route. They're going retro. To celebrate their 55th season, they're bringing back their navy blue uniforms from the 2000s, trimmed in the wine and gold, kind of with that slanted Cleveland logo. I just need you to name any current Cleveland Cavalier player.
Donovan Mitchell.
All right, question number 2. Pop Culture Jeopardy coming back for a second season. The show will be moving from Amazon Prime Video to Netflix, so that's a different move. Colin Jost will be returning as host. Now, Colin Jost has been married to which actress since 2020?
And I'm blanking. Scarlett Johansson.
All right, question number 3. Claire Danes and Matthew Rhys star in Netflix's new thriller, The Beast in Me. So it's an 8-episode series dropping on November 13th. By the way, the details of that sound pretty good. Give me the name of the American spy drama television series that aired for 6 seasons on FX that starred Matthew Rhys and his longtime partner, Kerry Russell.
Oh, wow. The American.
All right, question number 4. Charlie Puth just dropped some major news, both musical and personal. The pop hitmaker announced the new album, Whatever's Clever, will be arriving on March 6th, and also that he and his wife are expecting their first child. Charlie Puth has a scar on which eyebrow from a dog attack when he was a toddler?
We're going to go with left.
Okay, question number 5. A film version of Merrily We Roll Along, the Tony-winning revival of the 1981 musical. This is going to hit theaters in December on the 5th, starring Jonathan Groff, Daniel Radcliffe, and Lindsay Mendez. The production, by the way, earned 7 Tony nominations and won 4. Daniel Radcliffe earned the role of Harry Potter when he was how old? Your guess needs to be within 2 years of his age.
We're going to go with 13.
All right, 13, the answer for question number 5. We're going to see how you did. See if it's back to back to back to back.
A lot of losses.
That was a lot of backs. You're right. All right, Jen answers those questions next. Jen's back into the studio. Let's continue with Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Producer Stevie, guy is in Aurora. Let him know how he did.
I got 4.
Woo!
Oh!
Well done.
Very well done, guy. Nice job. So here's what we're going to do. Ask Jen those same 5 questions, beginning with question number 1. The Cavs. They're going retro to celebrate their 55th season. They're bringing back that navy blue uniform from the 2000s, the one that is trimmed in wine and gold with that kind of slanted Cleveland logo. I need you to name any current Cleveland Cavalier player.
Donovan Mitchell.
There you go. Donovan Mitchell, one of those. Question number 2, Pop Culture Jeopardy coming back for a second season. This time it's going to actually move from Amazon Prime Video to Netflix. However, Colin Jost will be returning as host. Colin Jost has been married to which actress since 2020?
Scarlett Johansson.
It is Scarlett Johansson. As we're moving to question number 3, this is on the radar. Claire Danes, Matthew Rhys, starring in Netflix's new thriller. Ooh. The Beast in Me. It's an 8-episode series dropping November 13th. I don't have all the details, but it looks pretty good. Give me the name of the American spy drama television series that aired for 6 seasons on FX, starring Matthew Rhys and his longtime partner, Kerry Russell.
The Americans.
It was The Americans.
That's a great show.
It was a fantastic
really
show. If you're looking for a show, kind of go back to, I think it ended, I don't know,
while ago.
2018 or something. It's been a minute.
Very bingeable, though.
Question number 4. Charlie Puth just dropped some major news, both musical and also personal. The pop hitmaker announced his new album, Whatever's Clever. That's going to be arriving next year, March 6th. And he and his wife are expecting their first child. Charlie Puth has a scar on which eyebrow from a dog attack when he was just a toddler?
His right eyebrow.
It is his right eyebrow. As we move to question number 5.
Comes down to this one, or a tiebreaker.
How fun.
Oh, man.
How fun.
Question number 5. A filmed version of Merrily We Roll Along, the Tony-winning revival of the 1981 musical, is going to hit theaters December 5th, starring Jonathan Groff, Daniel Radcliffe, and Lindsay Mendez. The production, by the way, earned 7 Tony nominations and won 4. Daniel Radcliffe earned the role of Harry Potter when he was how old? Your guess needs to be within 2 years of that age.
10.
He was only 11 years old.
Dang.
Final total, Stevie.
Guy 4, Jen 5.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Good battle, though.
That was a great battle. Can you believe he's only 11?
No,
he's
yeah,
young, but still.
That was
I knew he was young.
You guessed right. You guessed 13. You were in that two window, too.
Wow.
Oh, Guy. Great job. You did it. It was a great battle. 5-4. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you singing. Jen out
Very
of the studio.
Much so.
Like that was that's
it's
never
lovely.
Been done. Next
lovely.
Level.
You got it.
But you know what you need to say.
I'm Guy from Aurora, and I did not Trump Tui.
Beth is in North Ridgeville. She's gonna play our final round of Trump Tui of the week on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Hey Beth, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Ready for Midge Bowl on Sunday.
Ew.
Well, could be. Around the lake. We'll see what happens.
Could be to our best.
Browns. Oh, yeah. It'd be great. Can we train those midges? Hit Miami's quarterback right in the mouth when he goes back to pass. Okay.
Oh, gross.
Let's worry about this game. So ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Beth.
All right. Jen's leaving the room. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. She's going to stay in the studio. Jen's leaving the room. All right, we're going to begin your first of 5 questions. We're going to begin with the trailer for season 2 of Squid Game, The Challenge. Well, it's out now. The reality show is based on Netflix's popular Squid Game drama about the cash-strapped contestants competing to win a huge prize in deadly games. What color tracksuits do the players wear in Squid Game?
I'm going to go with green.
All right, question number 2. Pinterest has a new feature that allows users to filter out AI content that shows up on their feed. What are collections of pins called on Pinterest?
Oh, I'm going to say...
There's the timer. Sorry about that. Question number three. Duncan has revealed the Halloween menu. You going to try this, Stevie?
Sounds delicious.
A lot going on with it, and it looks... Like when I get a coffee this morning, I saw it on the menu. It looks like a lot. So the candy bar latte is here with chocolate, peanut butter, pretzel, and toffee. Plus the Halloween Munchkins bucket is back. So in honor of that, let's play a round of Name That Candy Bar. This candy bar has a layer of crunchy pretzels, a layer of creamy peanut butter, a layer of salty peanuts, a layer of sweet caramel, all covered in a coating of milk chocolate. Can you name that candy bar?
Take five.
All right, let's go with question number five, or four, excuse me. Charlie Puth announced his new album's going to be arriving on March 6th and shared the video for his latest single. In that video, he and his wife revealed that they are expecting their first child, so they're very, very excited. Who did Charlie Puth collaborate with on the hit song We Don't Talk Anymore?
I'm going to say Jennifer Lopez. Sabrina Carpenter.
Let's go with that. Question number five. SNL alum Kate McKinnon is joining the cast of Percy Jackson and the Olympians. By the way, this will be for season three of the Disney Plus series. What is the name of the camp where demigods train in the Percy Jackson series? Oh, there's the timer on that one. So we're going to see how you did with those five questions. Then we're going to ask Jen those same five questions to see if you can trump Tui in 3 minutes on Star 102.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Continuing on with the round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Beth of North Ridgeville answered five questions a minute ago. How did Beth do?
Beth got two.
There you go, Beth. Two correct.
Good job, Beth.
See if it holds up. Jen Tui back in the room, obviously. She's going to answer the same five questions. And here we go with question number one. The trailer for season two of Squid Game, The Challenge. That trailer's out now. The reality show is based on Netflix's popular Squid Game drama about the cash-strapped contestants competing to win a huge prize in deadly games. What color tracksuits do the players wear in Squid Game?
Blue. Green.
They're green. Question number
two. Teal-esque.
I'm sure they were green.
In my head, I just, you know how you create your own things in your head.
Yes. See, combo.
I just thought I'd give it a try to see if
you're saying both answers should count.
I'm just glad it's not my question. That's why I'm just, I'm retreating on this. I am way over here.
No, you're doing
green. We'll go with green because that's what it says. And they are green. Question number two, Pinterest.
Are you sure? I'm kidding. Oh my God. I was seriously kidding. Tim,
what color are the track?
It's going to be a very specific shade.
I know. That's what I'm going to see.
I'm really joking. You're really looking.
Teal green.
Are they?
No! According to AI, it's green. The primary colors are teal green.
Yeah.
I'm going with green. Question number two. I have to make an executive decision. Sorry. Question number two. Pinterest has a new feature that allows users to filter out AI content that shows up on their feed. What are collections of pins called on Pinterest?
Boards.
They are called boards. Are they green? Are they teal?
Don't.
They're probably red.
They probably are. Question number three. Duncan has revealed a Halloween menu. So it's the candy bar latte. It's here with the, it's got chocolate, there's peanut butter, there's pretzel, there's toffee, a lot going on there. Plus the Halloween Munchkins bucket is back. In honor of that, Jen, let's play a round of Name That Candy Bar.
No.
Mm.
Don't do that.
This candy bar has a layer of crunchy pretzels, a layer of creamy peanut butter, a layer of salty peanuts, a layer of sweet caramel, all covered in a coating of milk chocolate. Can you name that candy bar?
A Take Five candy bar?
It is a Take Five candy bar.
A delicious candy bar, indeed.
Those are underrated.
Big time
it's
delicious.
My favorite candy bar.
They are delicious. Question number five. Charlie Puth announced his new album will be arriving on March 6th and shared the video for his latest single. In that video, he and his wife also revealed that they're expecting their first child. Who did Charlie Puth collaborate with on the hit song, We Don't Talk Anymore?
I don't know. Selena Gomez.
It is. Oh my gosh. It's Selena Gomez. We move to question number five. SNL alum Kate McKinnon is joining the cast of Percy Jackson and the Olympians. This will be for season three of the Disney Plus series. What is the name of the camp where demigods train in the Percy Jackson series?
That is Perseus.
Camp. Oh, that was it. Just Perseus.
Perseus Camp.
Camp Half-Blood.
Were you waiting for something more?
I kind of was.
Sorry.
Camp Half-Blood. Final total is there, Stevie.
Beth 2, Jen 3.
Sorry I let you down. Sorry, Beth. Oh, good battle, though. Sorry, Beth.
Gosh darn it.
It's all right. You'll have to try again next week. We appreciate you playing. Thank you, Beth, for listening. We hope that you have a great weekend, but you know what you need to say.
This is Beth from North Ridgeville, and I did not win the smooth zip to the lip cup.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.